The Unseen Architect of the Sky, Gladys West, and the GPS Revolution. In the vast expanse of scientific history, some constellations of brilliant minds shine brighter than others. We readily speak of Einstein's relativity, Curie's radioactivity, or Turing's foundational concepts of computing. Yet beneath the glare of these luminaries, countless other individuals toiled, their contributions as vital as the stars themselves, often unseen and uncelebrated. One such story is that of Gladys West, a mathematician whose work was instrumental in creating the technology that guides us every day, the Global Positioning System, or GPS. Imagine a world without GPS. No instant navigation for your road trips, no precise tracking for your deliveries, no pinpoint accuracy for your military operations. It's a world of paper maps, compasses, and a hefty dose of uncertainty. This is the world that existed until relatively recently, a world that Gladys West, through her sheer intellect and dedication, helped to transform. Born in 1936 in Rocky Mount, Virginia, Gladys Mee Nicholson, later West, grew up in a time of stark racial segregation. Yet, even in her youth, her aptitude for numbers was undeniable. She excelled in school, a trait that caught the attention of her teachers. Her intellectual curiosity, however, was not confined to the classroom. She found solace and stimulation in books, devouring them with an insatiable hunger. Her journey into higher education was a significant step, particularly for an African-American woman in the segregated South of the 1950s. She attended Virginia State College, now university, where she pursued a degree in mathematics. This was no small feat. The path for women, especially women of color, in STEM fields was arduous, fraught with systemic barriers and societal expectations. After graduating, West began her career as a mathematician. Her path soon led her to the Naval Weapons Laboratory in Dahlgren, Virginia. Here, in the heart of the Cold War, she joined a select group of scientists and mathematicians tasked with complex calculations for military projects. It was here that her true, groundbreaking work began. West's primary role involved working with satellite geodesy, the science of measuring and understanding the Earth's shape and gravitational field. In the early days of satellite technology, precise orbital calculations were paramount. The Navy was developing sophisticated navigation systems, and to achieve the accuracy required for missile targeting and ship navigation, they needed an incredibly detailed and accurate model of the Earth. This is where West's expertise proved invaluable. She worked on the analytical models for the Navy's navigation satellite system, which was a precursor to modern GPS. Her work involved complex computations that accounted for factors like Earth's irregular shape, gravitational anomalies, and the effects of atmospheric drag on satellite orbits. Essentially, she was developing the mathematical foundation that would allow satellites to accurately determine their position and transmit that information back to Earth. For years, West worked behind the scenes, her contributions often buried within technical reports and project documents. The technology that would eventually become GPS, officially activated in 1983, relied heavily on the precise orbital mechanics and Earth models she helped to develop. Her role was not just about crunching numbers. It was about creating a framework for an entirely new way of navigating and understanding our planet. It wasn't until much later in her life, long after her retirement in 1998, that her pivotal role began to gain wider recognition. In an era where women, especially women of color, were often excluded from historical narratives of scientific achievement, West's story was a powerful testament to overlooked contributions. Her story is a compelling narrative of scientific progress, interwoven with the struggle for recognition. The development of GPS itself was a monumental undertaking, involving numerous scientists and engineers. However, the precision required for such a system demanded a deep understanding of the Earth's geometry and gravitational forces, a domain where Gladys West shone. Her work directly contributed to the accuracy of the satellite data, ensuring that each satellite's position could be calculated with unprecedented precision. This accuracy was the bedrock upon which the entire GPS system was built. Without her meticulous mathematical models, the system would have been far less reliable, if functional at all. In the early 2000s, as the impact of GPS became globally apparent, people began to look back at its origins. The contributions of figures like Gladys West, who had quietly toiled away in government labs, started to surface. Her story gained traction, inspiring many and highlighting the often unseen labor that underpins technological revolutions. Her journey is a powerful reminder that history is not just made by the famous few, but by the dedicated many. It underscores the importance of looking beyond the obvious and recognizing the often overlooked individuals whose intellectual prowess and hard work pave the way for the innovations that shape our modern lives. Gladys West's legacy is, quite literally, all around us, guiding us, connecting us, and reminding us that brilliance often resides in the quiet corners of progress. Today, as we effortlessly navigate our world with the tap of a screen, it's worth pausing to remember the unseen architects, like Gladys West, who made it all possible.